All right, a heck of a lot down and just one more to go for our pal Jamie Edmonds, who
is
completing, almost ready to complete her treatment, get ready to ring that bell, and she's on the road this morning.
On the road
Are you at the Liberty Bell? What are you doing in Philly?
I'm in Pittsburgh. But
oh, you're in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's where I'm from.
So we got bad information then. It's not our fault.
Same state.
Yeah. How are you? How are things?
Things are fine. I'm here visiting my parents, which is fun. And, ringing the bell coming up on Tuesday. And I don't know how I'm going to react. I've been, picturing it in my mind for 5 months. So we'll see how it goes.
Let me tell you, I follow you on Instagram, too. And some of the things you put on Instagram, especially the people who have felt that they have been touched by what you have done as far as talking about your situation and the podcast and everything, and how much they feel that they're not alone, that they can, feel the love from you. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, thanks. I've been getting a lot of great messages, and I've told you guys that, and I thought, well, maybe I'll share it. I won't share people's names. I'll keep it private for their privacy. But just some of the messages have been so beautiful. Like I told you, my favorite one is still from the husband whose wife said, listen to this podcast, and I couldn't get over how similar our stories are, and she feels like she has a friend going along this journey with her, and other people are saying, well, this is me. This is the same thing I'm doing, and it makes it all worthwhile.
Mm. As you get ready for this next phase of your recovery and your treatment, when you look back on all of this, what do you take from it? Outside of some of the messages that you've heard from people, how has it helped you personally?
Well, I just saw, a quote or something recently that's when you go through adversity, you change and you're different. And I think I'm changed by it for sure. I don't know what that means yet, but I know I'm different. And I said before, there are these beautiful moments, the way the community, the listeners of WJR and the cards that I've gotten and the messages, there are beautiful moments throughout adversity. And it shows that there's this humanity that connects us all. And that's been a beautiful part.
What have you discovered about, the importance of just simply letting people help you?
Oh, well, yeah. People are hey, I want to take Olivia for a couple hours. I'm like, do it. Because I'm tired, or let me make you dinner tonight or something. And that's something I learned from my therapist early on. Just let people help you right now. You are going through some life-threatening thing. Let people help you. And so I have learned to do that.
What have you been doing lately? What have you been watching, Jamie?
What have I been watching? The Real Housewives of Rhode Island, for sure.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't have that much time. I still have a 3-year-old to take care of, and so we're watching a lot of, Super Kitties and Bluey and stuff.
Of course.
So I don't know that you can take away anything from what I'm watching right now.
Talk about the latest episode of Jamie's Journeys. I understand you have Jennifer Mitford. We all know who she is from Nika, and I've done work with her. And talk about that situation.
Yeah, that was a interesting, surprising message I got from her, because I saw her at the auto show in January and talked to her and didn't know that she was going through a similar battle. And she's a very private person. She's one of the people that kept it close to the vest. I'm taking a different path, but... Mm-hmm. That's fine. Everyone has their own journey. But she reached out and she's like, I'm inspired by what you're doing. I have a different kind of breast cancer. I have lobular breast cancer. And I want to talk about it on your podcast in case there are women who are going through it. And I thought that was really beautiful. So she and I sat down and talked this week. And that's the latest episode.
Wow.
It's very cool. So even making an impact on people who are dealing with it.
In a different way.
In a different way. In their own way, but still inspiring.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed our conversation. She's like, I've never met someone who has triple positive lobular breast cancer. I'm like, well, Jennifer, we're putting it out there now. Let's see if you get, a message from somebody. And mm-hmm. I bet she will.
Wow.
So, we just love having you here and checking in with us all the time. And how do you feel about not just your coworkers, but the community coming together and giving you so much love and support?
I really, really appreciate it. And we're actually in Pittsburgh right now because my husband is doing a little golf tournament with my dad. And Ryan said that everyone that came up to him was asking him about me. So the story has certainly reached Pittsburgh. That was one of the questions you had, Chris, that had the story reached Pittsburgh. And the answer is absolutely yes.
That's cool.
Olivia. Olivia just walked in. Do you want to say hi on the radio, Olivia? All right, Olivia, say hi.
Hi.
Hey, hi, Olivia. Good morning.
Radio star Olivia.
Yes. Right,
what's for breakfast? What's for breakfast this morning?
My dad just took her away. Eggo waffle.
Nice.
There you go. Sounds good to me. I can do that.
That's the breakfast of champions right
yes,
there.
Is.
I'm not sponsored by Eggo.
Well, it's great stuff. It's great to hear from you as always. We'll talk again soon. Enjoy the time with the family.
Ring that bell, girl. Ring that bell.
We can't wait.
Yay!
I think I'm talking to you guys on Monday, but oh my gosh, I cannot wait for Tuesday.
I know. Can't wait. All right, we'll talk to you next week,
Jamie. See you,
Jamie. Have a good weekend.
Okay, bye, guys.
See ya. Very cool.
Oh, man.
She's just killing it.
And she sounds great.
Yeah.
She looks great, too, man.
I mean,
the picture, she looks good, too.
And I mean, again, like, it's the, when you need it, it takes a village, right? That's what
they
say.
It does.
It takes a village to help raise kids, and it takes a village to get you through some tough times, and that's what we're seeing.
Absolutely.
A wonderful community we got here. All right, that's going to do it for us. Kevin Dietz and I'll Talk coming your way next here on WJR. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, and we'll do it again.
Let's do it on Monday.
Have a good one.